As we get closer to tonight's tip-off, we talk now with Connellsville head coach Dan Bosnick. Coach, off to a 5-3 start to the season and one section win over Penn Trafford. How do you feel things have gone so far for your group to open here?
You know what, I feel like we're really progressing. You know, obviously we're at 5-3, and we've done some good things, and hopefully, you know, have had some learning experiences along the way.
You bring back all five starters from last year's team. How valuable is that experience and the recent lessons learned for that group?
You know, that experience, there's nothing that you can do to replicate the experience that they've had over the last couple years of playing varsity basketball. You know, we just hope that every day we can get a little bit better at practice, and that experience will pay off for them.
And one of the biggest strengths for your team this year is the size of your team, and it starts with 6'10 center Trent Bauer. Yeah, how nice is it to have a player like Bauer, and what does he bring to the team down low?
You know, Trent has consistently gotten better for us. And, you know, like you already mentioned, the size is something that we're trying to use as our strength. We're long enough to be disruptive, you know, in challenging shots, and that's what we try to really stress to our players.
Tonight the Falcons host the Kiski Cavaliers, who lack size but are very fast at attack on defense. Yeah, how do you hope to impose your height advantage in this one?
Well, you know, we know that the Kiski, just like you said, does a lot of good things with their quickness and their ability to make plays for themselves and for their teammates. Simmons is a really good player. Brungo is a good basketball player. So we want to get out and we want to challenge their shots. We want to, you know, not let them get second opportunities off of hustle plays. And you know, obviously the key for us is going to be taking care of the basketball, not turning it over in areas where they can hurt us on the backside.
Now, after the new year, tonight really marks the beginning of the section grind, so to speak. Yeah, how big would it be to get a win over Kiski tonight, and what does your group need to do to get that done?
You know, it'd be I'm realistic with our kids, and I try to always tell them the truth. It'd be a huge win for us tonight. You know, we think Kiski's one of the better teams in our section. To win this basketball game, we're going to have to, you know, really do a good job on the defensive end. We're going to have to get up and down and try to push the basketball, get easy opportunities for ourselves, and handle their pressure. So those are going to be the keys for us to be successful tonight.
Now, you come from a coaching rich family with your father and brothers having all coached basketball and or football. Right. You know, what's it like to come from the Bosnick family?
You know what? It's something that I've been around, obviously, my entire life. Something that we've all enjoyed doing, working with young kids and you know, seeing them progress and improving themselves throughout a course of a season or over courses of many seasons. It's rewarding in many ways.
I ask this somewhat jokingly, but do you ever get second-guessed by your siblings?
You know what? Not so much second-guessed, but I will tell you this. They have an opinion on everything, and they let me know that opinion in a strong way. And it's something that as the younger brother, you learn to accept. And I actually, you know, I take it in a positive way. I, you know, my brothers have experienced a lot of things in their athletic careers and through coaching. My father, the same thing, and those are valuable lessons that I try to take from them. So any insight they give me, like I already said, it means a lot to me, and I try to take it for what it's worth.
Connellsville head coach Dan Bosnick, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the team tonight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Boys Basketball Game of the Week.